We're joined by Caitlin Crow. Caitlin is a student at the University of Minnesota Crookston campus. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
I call these my nosy questions. Where did you grow up, Caitlin?
Well, that's a kind of a trick question because I was born in Hill City, but then I moved up to Roseau when I was in about first grade.
Okay.
I was there for like 4 years, then moved to a different spot, and then for the last 10 years, I'm going to say, I've been in the Warroad area.
Can I be nosy again? You're at UMC, Crookston, and do you have a major?
Yeah, my major is animal science with an animal science emphasis and an equine minor.
That's a great facility there for that equine.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've actually worked studying in the barn.
So do you have a specific goal beyond your education at UMC? What do you want to do?
Well, I want to get a job in the field of animal science, mainly the beef industry.
You're an artist. What kind of artist would you say you are? Describe yourself as an artist.
Well, I've only really exceeded in sculpture in the pieces that I have at Northland. They are paper cloth mache, which paper mache is well known. It's newspaper, but cloth mache is basically the outer covering, which gives it more texture. They're really fun to make.
So you gravitate towards sculpture. As Caitlin mentioned, these works of art are on display right now at Northland College up in Thief River. There's a gallery there on campus, sponsored by the Arts Council, and their exhibit's called Winter Fantasy. And how many artists are displaying their work?
They were first displayed at another site, which when I counted, there were about maybe 5 to 7 other artists there.
And that's on display right now, the exhibit at the gallery at Northland College in Thief River Falls. And is your work for sale?
It is for sale. I put prices on them, but it's like I don't really have storage to keep them where I am. So
okay.
I'll basically take the best offer I get.
So you're willing to negotiate then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose sculpturing? What gives you that satisfaction, that pleasure?
Well, mostly because I'm able to manipulate. Because, you know, with such as painting, when there's a mistake, you basically cover up. If there is a mistake, it's easy to manipulate it and turn it into something that's actually pretty cool.
What are you depicting in your sculpture? Anything specific as far as people or things?
So my main inspiration was, I can't remember the artist's name, but he actually inspired me. He makes lots of cloth mache dragons himself, but mostly monsters, which I just wanted to see if I could actually do it. And I can do it, just not as well as he does. It's really fun to do.
Okay.
But the outer structure is made up of mostly cloth, like bed sheets.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
You can just get anywhere, but I had to improvise with the teeth and eyes. I had to buy those.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make them look realistic if I tried to make them out of something else.
So as you're producing this artwork, do you have something in mind, or do you just kind of go with the flow and see what happens?
I mostly just go with the flow.
Got it. Well, I know you're busy, Caitlin. She's a student at UMC in Crookston. And thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining us today. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Caitlin Crow, my guest today on the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Update. And again, Caitlin's work is on display at the Winter Fantasy Exhibit. That's at Northland College, the campus in Thief River. And Northland College has teamed up with the Arts Council for an art gallery on campus. So if you have a chance, stop on by.